Why couldn't you just give him a little glimpse now and then? The director interrupted. How can it hurt you to be nice?
I've never thought of it that way, Mameha said. You're quite right, Mr. Director. What harm can a little glimpse do? Perhaps you want to give us one right now.
Everyone in the room burst out laughing at this. Just when things were starting to calm down, the director started it all over by rising to his feet and beginning to untie the sash of his robe.
I'm only going to do this, he said to Mameha, if you'll give me a glimpse in return.
I never made such an offer, Mameha said.
That isn't very generous of you.
Generous people don't become geisha, Mameha said. They become the patrons of geisha.
Never mind, then, the director said, and sat back down.
I have to say I was very relieved he'd given up, because although all the others seemed to be enjoying themselves enormously, I felt embarrassed.
Where was I? Mameha said.
Well, I had the screen brought in one day, and I thought this was enough to keep me safe from Kondo-san, but when I hurried back from the toilet at one point, I couldn't find him anywhere. I began to panic, because I needed a wig for my next entrance. But soon we found him sitting on a chest against the wall, looking very weak and sweating. I wondered if there was something wrong with his heart. He had my wig beside him, and when he saw me, he apologized and helped put it on me. Then, later that afternoon, he handed me a note he'd written. Here, Mameha's voice trailed off. At last, one of the men said,
Well, what did it say?
Mameha covered her eyes with her hand. She was too embarrassed to continue, and everyone in the room broke into laughter.
All right, I'll tell you what he wrote, said the geisha who'd begun the story. It was something like this. Dearest Mameha, you are the very loveliest geisha in all of Gion, and so forth. After you have worn a wig, I always cherish it and keep it in my workshop to put my face into it and smell the scent of your hair many times a day. But today, when you rushed to the toilet, you gave me the greatest moment of my life. While you were inside, I hid myself at the door, and the beautiful tinkling sound, more lovely than a waterfall.
The man laughed so hard that the geisha had to wait before going on.
And the beautiful tinkling sound, more lovely than a waterfall, made me hard and stiff where I myself tinkle.
He didn't say it that way, Mameha said. He wrote, The beautiful tinkling sound, more lovely than a waterfall, caused me to swell and bulge at the knowledge that your body was bare.
Then he told her, the other geisha said, that he was unable to stand afterward because of the excitement, and he hoped that one day he would experience such a moment again.